I am your humble narrator. I know it's hard to recall, but once there was a day with no art prize.
Welcome to opening night of Art Prize the Musical. And before we go on, let's just take a moment and think about that. How many other things do you know that didn't exist 4 years ago, but have already given locals enough to love and hate and just generally send up that they've got enough material for an original 1 hour, 20-minute musical?
My friends, there was a time before we here in Grand Rapids discovered art. Art saved Grand Rapids.
Now, for the uninitiated, maybe it's enough just to say that Art Prize is pretty much the only time when Grand Rapids gets the attention of Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show.
It's the brainchild of the Amway founder's grandson, mm-hmm. Rick DeVos. And they opened up the entire city for artists, and it's all over the city.
The public votes on their favorite entry. The winner gets $200,000. And locals are split between whether it is a great democratic experiment or a doomed, kitschy Midwestern Uh-oh. Craft show.
What? Listen, hold on a second. Okay, so I think we'll put the giant penny made out of smaller pennies.
And yes, there really was an entry that was a giant penny made out of smaller pennies. It was actually kind of cool, but the fact that I feel the need to defend a giant penny gets at the weirdness of Art Prize. It will obsess you, and you will be amazed at how much some people can hate Art Prize.
Then my minions will let loose over the city, and they will tear your precious Art Prize to shreds!
No!
So, that number was called what?
That was... Oh, Rick DeVos, what is the cost?
Corey Ruffin is the guy behind Art Prize the Musical, which is itself an entry into Art Prize. The musical is about a rich guy, creatively named Rick DeVos, who starts a massive art festival. There's a poor kid who wants to destroy Art Prize. And eventually, they are all brought together by last year's winner, a giant mosaic of Jesus.
Who sings a gospel number and makes them realize that it's not their fault that Art Prize is full of so much bad art. It's really on the people of West Michigan. It's Grand Rapids' fault that it's full of crap.
I know. Kind of bitter, right? But this musical is really group therapy for locals. After all, it's their story on stage. Quiet Midwestern town upended by this massive event. And suddenly Kathy Lee Gifford is gushing and a lot of the art world is sneering. So really, can you blame a city for getting a little obsessed? So obsessed, in fact, that on a weekday afternoon, the Grand Rapids Art Museum is literally packed. I mean, you look around at the sheer number of people here and you think, don't you guys have jobs?
I wonder that every time I come down here.
That is local art professor Bill Fisher of Kendall College, and he has come up with the winning formula for Art Prize. Number one thing in that formula, location, location, location. Gotta be in a really busy place, like the Grand Rapids Art Museum.
Number two, be big. Little things just don't win. Number three, you've got to have a visually compelling first impression. It's got to draw you to it.
Which is why Fisher's money, and a lot of other people's money, is on this piece that we're here to see. It's called City Band by Chris Laporte, and it is a massive pencil drawing that literally takes up an entire wall of this museum.
There's, I don't know, 50 men standing here with their instruments. Each one is life-size. You've never
kind
seen anything like this,
no,
have you?
No, I kind of don't want to love it because it is easily accessible and all these things, but I love it. You know, like, look at this band leader over there. Isn't that so totally...
I know. That's my dad.
Yeah,
when I was...
it's my granddad.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's how Art Prize gets its hooks in you. One little moment at a time. Case in point, just as we are leaving the museum, who do we run into but...
Oh, this is Chris Laporte at the bottom of the stairs.
We should say hi.
Yeah.
And Chris is the guy who did the one...
The band.
The band. Now, Laporte is from Grand Rapids, and he actually won the entire art prize a few years ago. And he has got a theory about the love, hate, obsession thing behind Art Prize. He says basically the whole town has this one event that has essentially put them on the map. And when somebody criticizes that, it's hard not to take it personally.
Then, yeah, there's going to be a feeling of offense or backlash. It's like, if you're going to criticize that, that's like criticizing me.
It's a little bit like for a few weeks, Grand Rapids is in the World Series. And there's a lot of hometown pride that comes with that. Take, for example, Friday night. The sun has just set, and thousands of people are here in this downtown park right on the river. They've all been given paper lanterns to light. And at the exact same moment, just as the last of the light fades, they light them. And the breeze lifts them up, and for a few moments, the entire sky over downtown Grand Rapids is filled with thousands and thousands of floating lights.
To see the community come together like this, it's amazing, you know.
Riddell Beasley is a local machine operator. He's been a very good Samaritan by catching some of the rogue lanterns that were not so expertly lit and have caught fire and are dive bombing people. But mostly, he's feeling pretty good.
I truly believe that it is a symbol of Grand Rapids. To see some like this, it's a beautiful thing that Grand Rapids has.
But, and there is a but, that lantern lighting counts as performance art, and the artists behind it have been voted into the top 10 to compete for the final prize. And this, of course, has set off a whole other local discussion. Is lots of people lighting lanterns art? Should this count? And it's hard to know, because that is the dual nature of Art Prize. There is this sentimental hometown pride, and there's also this cringing, complex feeling that somehow, good or bad, this says something about us. In Grand Rapids, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.